JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the National Youth Service offers grants for community development. And later, a Reggae Month trivia question. Let's go Roundabout JA. Community groups all across the island are being given the chance to undertake community building activities. The National Youth Service, NYS, is offering a grant of $500,000 to fund community-based programs that seek to empower young people and enhance their communities. All they need to do is submit a proposal outlining their plans. The group must also be able to come up with at least 10% of the cost of the project in cash or kind before being eligible for the grant. Director of Community Services at the NYS, Nikisha Lindsay, says this is to maintain mutual dedication to the project.
It's a partnership. You have to ensure that persons are also committed.
She says the aim of the grant facilitation is to place emphasis on youth advancement. The program was started by the NYS after noticing an influx of grant requests during the summer. Projects must address social issues affecting the community or the nation as a whole. Areas of focus may include personal or professional development, volunteerism, service to persons with disabilities, and entrepreneurship. At least 75% of persons benefiting from the grant must be between 17 and 24 years old. The deadline for submission has been extended until March 4, and interested persons may visit the NYS website and download the application form. Every citizen must take deliberate steps to change the mindset of our nation and address traits that inhibit progress towards development. Core values such as respect, honesty, punctuality, and good work ethic are essential for transitioning the society to a better one. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. This reggae artist was born Jephthah McClymont in Daveyton, Manchester, but he is commonly known as Ja Messenger. He began his career in the early 1990s with Ebony and Ivory, followed by his debut album, Moving Up. After voicing several covers, he released tracks like Shake It Up Tonight, Lord Give Me Strength, and Sweep Over My Soul, teaming up with voices like Sizzla, Capleton, and Anthony B. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache, and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Luciano.
It's me again, John, as I fall on my knees today. Help me God.
Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks so much for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.